I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in East Jerusalem could face additional attacks following last week's comments by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He cited the Bible as the reason Jerusalem is the eternal and indivisible capital of Israel. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says while Netanyahu's citing of Scripture is unprecedented, Palestinian Christians may face difficult days ahead.
Arab Muslims would know that they read the Bible and take the Bible literally. And so when you got the Prime Minister of Israel saying that about Jerusalem, the Arab believers are going to feel some heat.
Despite that, more people are coming to Christ and more churches are being planted. Next, Christian students from Iraq's Mosul University were attacked recently. Paul Esther Brooks of Open Doors says students traveling to school by bus from a Christian enclave were bombed. 100 students sustained injuries and a civilian was killed. But their fellow students won't tolerate the violence.
The lecturers and professors and the Muslim students have started a sit-in to protest the inability of Christian students to come to school in safety.
Pray this lack of animosity will open doors for Christian students to share Christ with their Muslim peers. And as part of its 200th anniversary, Biblica last week released the Chinese Contemporary New Testament with Proverbs. Biblica's Richard Lowe explains the older translation was obsolete. The new one will be good for evangelism because Scripture is clearer. He also says the full Bible is on its way.
Old Testament is being typeset at the moment, and it should be made available sometime at the end of the year.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.